We use the air because abridging the air we don't see tapping.
Let me learn a block Gemara. We are up to the Pimdalud Amar Aleph, the two dots, about 10 lines on the top. We're about to finish Perek Amafkid, and we learned Hites Achavis. He tilted the barrel. Amar Abba says, Abba, Loishanu. We said if you tilted the barrel, you're not responsible. Only whatever you took, if it broke later, but if you picked it up, you were coined, then it's yours, and you're not considered you're returning until you actually put it back. Until you told the owner. Yes, if it broke after, you're still responsible. Amar Abba, Loishanu, this is talking about El Nishbro, if it broke, Aval Hechmitza, if you took out 1 gallon of wine, and then the barrel of wine broke after when you put it back, and you put it back normally, you're not chayiv. But so if you tilted it. But if you took out 1 gallon of wine, as a result of that, the rest of the wine became sour, you're at fault. Because we know that the moment you open the seal, and you take it, you let the air in, and you took some of the wine out, it's everything else gets fashimult. It gets spoiled, ruined. Avalech mitzah mishalom is kula. My timer, gidei the day with the hanile, it's your own fault. Higbia, but if he lifted it, he was kind of a nutli man. How much more like nutli? Nutli mamish. Doesn't even have to be that he actually took it. Kivon shigbia litli. He lifted it, take it. Avavishli, I didn't take it. In other words, even though he didn't take it, just like the fact that he wanted that a shlichas yad does not need a chasar, does not need you physically take it. The moment you lifted it with the intention of eventually taking some, you're ready shlich yad. We had this machleki before. Lema kosava shmul, kamin shmul holds, a shlichas yad, ain't not zich a chasar. Says he might know. Generally, lavdafka. In the case of the barrel of the wine, he lifted it and he wants to take a gallon, but he didn't take it yet. You know why I consider him shliach yad? Even though normally because I'm using the barrel to store the wine that I want to take. I want to take a gallon of wine, but I don't need it yet. So I'm going to take. I just lifted the barrel. I know I'm going to take it tomorrow in a week, and the gallon of wine that I want will be preserved better if it sits in the barrel than if I take it out right now. So the fact that I left it in there is not because I didn't wasn't shlech yad. This is part of my shlech yad. Lo, you know, shani hoche is different than nichele. He's happy to have your chavis called the buses lahar avias. He wants that this chavis should be a buses for this avias. But Ravashi, what about a wallet and coins? Do we say the same cheshbon? He picked up a wallet. He only wanted to take a couple of coins. Little he meant a dinner. But then he left it there. Mao, what do we say here? Do we say chamra who delay minter comes to wine even though you only take 1 gallon? It's not watch. El agav chamra because of the wine. Abel zuzah minter but a coin was chilek was instead of wallets or somewhere else. Oidilma shiny nitirusa the anaki minitirusa did. It's much easier to hide a wallet than to hide 1 coin. And therefore, it would be better for the 1 coin to stay in the wallet. So really, I want to take it out straight away, but I left it there, I'll take it when I'm ready, and it's better for the coin to be in there. So maybe it's shlichas yad, even though there was no chasadin yet. Teku, we remain with the question. Baruch HaTorah, and then Kosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadloch HaMafkid, and now we're starting Hazov. Hazov, quick introduction, otherwise it's impossible to understand Hazov. And that is that... You cannot be koine metaltlin with kesef. Machleki Rabbi Yochanan Shlok is why you cannot be koine metaltlin with kesef. Why not? Is either because mahatayri cannot be koine or midrabbanan, because we'll say shema yisrael nisrael chotecha ba'aliyah, which means if I gave you money for this, your object, you already have your money. You don't care anymore. So if it's sitting and there's a fire there, you're going to go rescue it? What for? So you made a special takana that you have to take care of the guy's things until you actually deliver it to him. So money is not koina. So money cannot be...
If you say money is koina...
Not koina.
No one
says it is.
No.
Well, in theory.
But the thing is, once the money is handed over, if the kinyan has been done through the money, then aren't you some...
There's no kinyan. No, zero. The money is not koina. Finished. It's still my thing. I owe you something.
What
I'm kind. It's not yours yet. It's still mine. I have to take care of it because it's my thing. If I don't take care of it, I have to live it.
Why do you say you're not kind? Because if you would be kind, then you wouldn't care for it anymore.
Exactly.
But if you wouldn't care for it,
that means
that's
a
mishut. I'm that's all I am. Shemichinim doesn't do anything. Wouldn't lift a finger to help it, as long as he was negligent. Okay, so again, so money is not koine anything. However, if I'm koine metaltel, let's say we're doing a transaction through Mashiach HaGbo, one of the methods of koine metaltel. The moment I'm koine metaltel, I owe you the money. So metaltel is koine kesef, but kesef is not koine metaltel. Okay, these are the wording, the Gemara words are a bit funny, but that's how it works. Again,
has the money hasn't changed ownership, the shibud of the money.
The chiv. So that means I owe it you. I can't change my mind anymore. So if I gave you money for an object, I could change my mind because there's no kinyan. But if I'm moishik the object, no longer can I change my mind. I owe you the money. So this chayda can be bought with money. Sorry, this chayda cannot be bought with money, but this chayda is mechayiv money. Okay, so But the question is, when you make swaps, sometimes the question is, which is the schayda and which is the payment? Like in the Mishnah, we can talk about gold and silver. I'm swapping with you gold for silver. So which is the schayda and which is the payment?
This is currency you're doing this, or gold ingot or something?
It doesn't make no difference. Actually, right now we're talking about currency. Right now we're going to be talking about currency, but later we talk about asimin, which is not really a currency. Says the Mishnah. Hazav gold koines akesef. Gold is considered as chayde. So Reuven gets the gold, then Reuven owes the money to Shimon. Shimon now owns the kesef. So kesef is money, and zav is chayde. Now why would that be? We'll see in the Gemara. And the reason the Gemara will say is why kesef is kesef to the money is because zav, even though it's much more valuable, is not easily used. It's not common currency. It's too expensive for most people. Silver is people use it more often.
So the actual coins themselves are a metalfilin.
So it's payment.
No, but I'm saying for
the gold. Gold or silver? Gold or silver?
Your moshech the chefetz from
gold or silver? What are you talking about here now? Who's Moshe? What? The gold or Moshe?
I'm just talking in Indian.
Yeah, I'm Moshe Chakam.
You make a Moshecha of the Chayfetz.
Yeah.
So now you have a Shibud to
that's
this.
That's right. So he owns the money. Right. I guess I got to give it to him.
But until you give him the physical coins.
Doesn't matter. But the
there's no transfer of ownership of those actual
coins
yet.
Which coins?
The ones that I'm paying him with.
Until I give it to him, you don't know which coins it is. But I have a Chiv. I can't change my mind. You can't change your mind. Done. I owe you money.
I mean, when you buy an object, there's an agreed price.
Notice, I can always change. If I gave you the money for the object, you can walk away. I can walk away because no Kenyan happened.
No, but what I'm saying is that I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying in the process of the Kenyan, for the Chenveni to accept the coins, themselves are a metaltalim. Until it's physically handed
over
to him.
It's called payment. The coins themselves, there's no particular coins that are involved in this case.
Exactly.
All there is a chiv on me.
In other words, by making the kinyan, you're now going to chiv to hand money over.
Exactly, and I cannot change my mind.
If you're dealing with currency, what is it that you have to hand
over? Which is the money and which is the chayda?
The actual payment requires him to physically make a kinyan on the item that you're paying him.
However, kesef ain't a coin of zav, but silver is not a coin of gold, because silver is money, and money you cannot buy metal. Case number one. Case number two. The chayish is kainas hakesef. Copper is compared to silver. Copper is considered the schayda. The schayda. So therefore, the schayda you buy the money, but kesef and kainas chayishes. But money. The big on chayish is
shining. It seems that you're saying the money is currency in both cases, and the one
chayish is also money. There's three money. Zav is money. They have all three money.
What do we say
with
the
chayish? That it's an object. It's a schayda. Moi,
is
a
gold is
his
chayla.
Yeah.
Moi. The silver is regarded as always the kind of
standard.
Compared to these two, yeah. According to this mission here. Moi, is a roi is poor quality money that's hard to be used. Koinis, it's a yafis. So therefore, Moi, is a roi is considered as chayla compared to the yafis. So the yafis, so therefore you owe the money. But yafis are kind of roi. But if you give the yafis, you're not kind of roi because yafis is money. Asimen, the Rashi holds asimen means blank, and Tesla holds there's really some kind of a tuda, but it's much harder to use, to expend. Asimen, that's a scheider, therefore, coin is a matbeya, that's coin of the coin, but matbeya and coin of simen, but the coins are not coin of simen, because simen, money you cannot buy metaltlin. Metaltlin, coin is a matbeya, so metaltlin is coin of the coin. This is the rule, a matbeya ain't a coin of metaltlin, but you cannot buy metaltlin with a matbeya. This is the color metaltlin, coin is as a. And metaltlin can be koine each other. That, yes. One metaltlin koine each other, whether you do it in a chalipin or whether you fix a price. No, chalipin can be chamashar, chamay, here, you take a share, take a chamay. We don't sit and value what they're worth. Who cares? It's chalipin. Another way of doing it is my share is worth $100. Your share, we valued it at $100. So therefore, you know, you owe me $100, give me the chamay. That's not called chalipin. That's called payment. But a payment with barter. So I don't really want your thing. You owe me $100, but I'll accept this as a form of payment, which is very different. Chalipin is we're swapping a shor for chamay. It doesn't matter what the value is. So whichever kin you were doing it, it works. Yeah. Ketzad Moshe Chemen Pedes. Let's say you made a mshicha Pedes. Below Nosalai is a moy. You made a mshicha Pedes. Didn't pay the money yet. In your chalas, we can't change your mind because you're already kainah. You chayv money. Aben Nosalai moy is below Moshe Chemen Pedes. You gave the money, didn't yeshlat the Pedes. Your chalas boy. No kinyan happened. You can change your mind. But the famous Gemara, which we'll learn a bit more later about, Abul Amru, we say, if I gave you the money, If I gave you the money and Taka technically can change your mind, but you're not, you shouldn't. Could we say Misha Pora Ma'anche Deira Mabul Deira Flogger, the Abishter who punished last week's parsha, the Deira Mabul Deira Flogger, and then the Gemara later on we had mentioned a few others. Who Osili Pora Misha Einai Deira? A person does not keep his word; the word should be your bond. So even though legally I cannot take you to court and schlep you because the money is not kind of metalglin, but if you made a promise to do something, Rab will explain the Gemara later on. You have to keep your word.
The opposite of a Misha Berach.
Yeah, a Misha Pora. Rab Shimon says, Rab Shimon says,
can I come to the Gabbai and make a Misha Parah tomorrow?
against who?
That we'll figure out already.
Rab Shimon says, by the way, you have the right Gemara because it's a new Gemara today. It's a new volume.
New Perek.
So we're up to the fourth Perek. Is that the fourth Perek? Look. Is the fourth Perek? This is from the shul or from the yeshiva? If you go in the shul, how do you go in the shul? There should be another one. In the shul.
Yeah, I'll
use
the regular. I'll
take this. Shimon says, Kol shahakesa biyada yada al yayna. There's nothing there. There should be more. Yeah.
There was the geld.
Rav Shimon says that even though money, you can change money. If I give you money, money is not a kinyan. Who can change his mind? Only the vendor, the one who has the money, can change his mind. He can give it back. But the buyer, once he gave the money, he fafal. He can no longer change his mind. We'll see anymore later.
Yodel Yona just means he has the advantage now in the transaction. He can make the decisions.
No, because it's hard to understand. If it's not a kinyan, then why can't either party change his mind? If it is a kinyan, why can't again? Why couldn't? Sorry.
Nistafu sadehu.
Nistafu pelasecha baaliyah. What's the expression?
Nistafu chitecha baaliyah.
So according to Shimon, can you tie that or not?
No, we'll see. The Gemara will explain later. Shimon is a whole book. One second. Let's quickly find
the
Gemara.
Kinyan here. The bottom line is he has the money in his hand. You know, he wants to. He can decide. He wants to be a mensch or not.
Okay. Gemara. Rebbe was once teaching Rav Shimon his son Hazov Koines HaKesef. Rebbe was once teaching Rav Shimon his son that gold is Koine Kesef. He told him this Mishnah. So we therefore what? Kesef is the money and Zov is the Scheider. Omele Rebbe, remember we learned last year in class, Ramon Shalom talks about this. How can a son call his father Rebbe? Didn't call him Ta.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Rebbe, he's talking directly to his father, not about him. Talking to him. Question is that the right thing to do? Is that mandatory that everybody should call the son Rebbe? And so the Rambam Shulchan talks about it in Hichas, what is it? Hichas Kavod Rabbi. Rebbe Malvin, my base. And whether you should be like that, this should be a priest for everybody or not. Anyway, Rebbe, this is, he's talking to his father. Shanisa Lonu Bi Aldusecha. You taught us when we were young, or when you were younger, and we were younger, the faket, hakesef koin is azov, that faket, that the silver is the object and the gold is the money. In this Mishnah, you're telling me that silver is money and gold is the object, is a cheder. And there you told the faket that silver is a cheder and gold is money, because gold is more valuable. Now you go around and you change your mind when you're older and you tell us Hazov, Kleinus, Hakesev. Now you change around that what? That Hazov is a Cheder.
Question. This Reb Shimon was not a Cheder killer. He's a grown up guy. Did he know Mishnayos? Didn't he know Mishnayos?
He did, but he's saying his father taught him this very same Mishnah differently. His father taught him the Mishnah.
So when his father's teaching, is his father teaching the Mishnahs that his father already made? Or that he already
The Chazering. He said what you told me last time, Paket. So the Gemara says, obviously he changed his mind. We want to know, but Yaldusa myself or Ziknusa myself? What did Rebbe think when he was young? And old. The older one is our version of the Mishnah, right? That gold is the Scheder and the silver is the money. But when he was young, he thought gold is money. Okay, I guess everybody likes to eat gold when they're young. So what's Pshat? So Gemara, Yaldusa Sava, when he was young, he thought, Dahava, Dechoshi, gold, which is much more valuable, Habitiva. He wasn't a businessman yet. He was still young, and he thinks, you know, it's gold is so pricey. Obviously, that's a currency. That's money. And Kasper, the loy chashim, silver, which is not chashim, have it paid. Therefore, the cornile paid a lativa. We know that paid is kind of the money. So therefore, the silver is kind of the gold. But bezik nusay, when he got older, and remember by Rebbe, toy to do the mokamechas, he's in business. So, but he realized that it's not so much value, it's what people want. Kasper the Chodiv Havitiva. Silver, even though it's not as valuable, but it's much more widespread and much more commonplace, and you can easily spend it wherever you want. That's Tiva, that's money. That's the definition of money. And Dahava the Loi Chodiv, but gold, which is not so often used, Havi paid his kids. Big Machlek is a shiny whether this is only relative to each other or this is absolute. That gold is not money. Is that absolute in all cases? Even if you're buying Paytas, as we'll see anymore later, or just the Gabi silver. So that's the chilek between his young and his when he's older. And therefore, the Kanye le Paytas le Tiva. And the din is the Paytas are kind of Tiva. That's why when he got older, he just said that gold is kind of silver. Because silver is money. Amar Rav Asher Rashi, ki yaldusa mistabek. Moshe bring a three. This number proves that they like better what Rebbe said by yaldusa. And that is Miltoni. It says Hanecheshes Koines Akesef. It says later on the Mishnah that copper is chayde and silver is money. Now, if the way we learn now in our Mishnah, gold is the same thing. Gold is chayde and silver is money, and copper is chayde, like you all picked up, and silver is money. Do we really need to repeat both dinim? If you can tell me the version in the Mishnah should be exactly the opposite of the way it is, that what? That kaspele gabe dahava, that silver compared to gold payda. If you learn the Mishnah, twist the Mishnah around and say what? That gold is money and silver is payda. Then the chiddush is when it comes to copper, it's the reverse. That the silver is the money and the copper is the chayda. I understand. That's why I have to mention the case of copper buying silver. The alpha be that even though the gabe dahava payda, even though when it comes to gold, silver is considered the scheider, of the gabbin of chayshus tiva, compared to copper, silver is money. Okay, because silver is more commonly used than copper. Fine. But if you can tell me the Mishnah's version is the way we have it now, Mishnah, what? That silver is money compared to gold, and silver is money compared to copper. Why do you need to say both? If you can tell me that silver is money compared to gold, surely silver is money compared to copper. Mad of gold, which is so chashiv, yet silver is money, because silver is much more commonplace. You need to tell me that when it comes to copper, silver has both mindless. It's more chashiv than copper as well, plus it's more commonplace. So what do you need to tell me for? Is a raya that our version is wrong. So the Kasper the Gabi Dava Tiva, you can tell me that silver compared to gold is considered money. Hash to the Gabi Dava. Madak when you compare it to gold. The Choshev and the gold is very Choshev. Nevertheless, Amit, you say Tiva Havi, we say that silver is considered money. The Gabi and the Choshev is compared to copper. The EU Choshev, compared to copper, which is Choshev. The EU Chorif, Mibayi. But compared to copper, which Lechayim themselves both mileage, is more Choshev and is more used. You have to tell me that it's money? What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? That's not Raya. Maybe our version is correct that silver is money compared to gold, and yet is a chiddush also that silver is money compared to copper. You know why? Because in those places that use copper is more commonplace than silver. Cheaper. Yeah, because it's a smaller money, and everybody has small money. Not everybody can have silver. Let's say silver is like a $10 note, and let's say gold is like a $100 note. Far fewer people walk around with $100 notes. Many more people walk with $10 notes, but I guess dollars and $2, then more people have that. Let's imagine. Yeah, or change. We need silver. I would have thought. Hani Prita. I would have thought, no, it's a chiddush by copper. I would have thought, this copper, but Asa, the Sagi, in those places, not everyone uses copper. But those places that they use copper and it's used, Inu Harifi Tvei Mekaspa. Maybe it's even more commonplace than silver. I would have thought, copper would be money. A motiva have. I would have thought that the copper is the money. Kamashalon, come to teach you, Kivan the Iku Duchte, and why Takanat? Because since there are many places, the Loisagi Bei, since there are many places, copper is not used at all. So even though in the places where copper is used, copper is more common than silver. But since there are many places not used at all, we made it therefore that in all regions, silver is considered money compared to copper. It's paid to have, and copper is only paid to this.
The thing is, if silver starts at a certain high denomination, you don't get a put to the silver.
Put the copper.
Exactly. So I'm saying, when you're wanting to buy small stuff, you do have to use
the... No, you get silver, you give me change. What do I buy with? I still give you silver, and you give me change. But after the Pchia, silver, also the Pchia holds... Abchia also holds the Hava Tiva Havi that, like when Rebbe when he was young, not like our Mishnah, that gold is money. Another story. There's a story that Rav Oizif Dinrei, Rav once borrowed money Mebarti Rabchia from his cousin. The daughter of Rabchia was his first cousin from two sides. And he borrowed money from her. Now the din like this. you're not allowed to pay back more than you borrow, because that's called ribis. But then you have ribis derabbanan, which was unintended, but unintended consequence of what happens. So, for example, if you lend me a pound of wheat, it's called saw b'saw. If you lend me a saw of wheat, I'm not allowed to give it back to you 6 months of saw of wheat, because the price might be higher, and comes, I'm giving you ribis. Derabbanan is forbidden. So you have to put it, when are you allowed to? If I have wheat at home, but I can't get to it for whatever reason, or I can't use it for the moment. So it's as if I already paid you back straight away, but I'm holding it for 6 months. That's how we overcome the problem of notel saw b'saw. Otherwise, we convert it to money, and whatever it's worth. That quantity, whatever amount the money is worth 6 months, that's what I have to give you. It's $5 now and $3 then, I give you $3. Because that's ribis. That's ribis.
You've got to translate it back to the.
Yeah, it's always value. And everything is worth value. Now, what about money? If I give you money, if I lend you $100 and the currency goes up, maybe wait 6 months, is that a problem or not? So, generally speaking, like this. If it's money, we say no. We say that other things, inflation. So the money is worth less. So we say, not that the money, the way we look at inflation, very interesting how the money looks at inflation, is not that the money went lost value. The fruit went up in price. Inflation is not a devaluation on the currency. It's an increase in commodity prices. Currency is fixed. So therefore, if I borrow $100 in a year, I give it back $100. Even though with $100, my buying power, with inflation of 10%, my buying power now 10% less, doesn't matter. I'm giving back the same money. But a schede, I cannot give it back in a year, because schede is what fluctuates, not money. So it's very important to know what's money and what's schede. So let's see the story here. How do we treat gold? So what happened was he borrowed from his cousin, Oiziv Dinir, and Mabarti borrowed a dinner from his cousin, Rabchia, the daughter of Rabchia, Lisaif, Ayaka Dinir. The gold coin was worth more. In other words, he got more silver. The Gemara later on will say that gold, you get 25 silver pieces. So let's say instead of 25 silver pieces, you got 30 silver pieces for gold, which means the gold went up in value. But depends. Which is the money and which is the schede? If gold is the money, then not gold went up in value. Gold is fixed. Silver went down in value. Silver is the schede. But if silver is the money and gold is the scheider, then the gold has gone up in value and you can't pay back. So it's very important to know which is the scheider and which is the money. So what's the story here? Everything, yeah. The only thing that hasn't changed the price are the kapotas by Hartstein, because I paid when I was a chassan, and I still go now, same price. In the American dollars.
74 years ago.
In a way, yeah. Even then, it was cheap.
He bought stock 50 years and he's still using it.
I'm not 50 that old yet, but yeah.
Chocolate biscuits.
You got.
Let's start looking at how much of it is
moth eaten.
How much of that's
all sort of moth eaten. Okay. The Avrabchia, so the Avrabchia, the Avrabchia, the Avrabchia, once borrowed. Dinrim from the door of Chia, Lesaif Ayaka Dinrim. The dinner became worth more. Also, the Kamelechi went to his uncle. He said, Feta, what do I do? Amalei Zil Shalim La, go pay her back. Tovin Vitkilin, pay it back the good currency, what you borrowed. Exactly what you borrowed, pay it back. In other words, we're going to learn that this dinner that he borrowed is actually money, and therefore it doesn't matter that the buying power increased, money is fixed, so there's no ribus. Now, e amri bishlo dinim is gold, e amri zuzim is moy is silver, and dinim is gold. E amri bishlo medahava tivahabe, that gold is money, shopping makes sense. Eli amri paid out, you can tell me that gold is cheder, habili saw besaw, but us is forbidden. So said I, that not the version of our Mishnah, but it's no kasher. Ra, maybe dinim, maybe gold is cheder. No, so why is it in the case of Ribbit? Why is it in the case of Sabasa? But Rav didn't have a lay. Rav had other coins in his house. Remember, I told you that Sabasa, if you have in your house, as if I paid you straight back, but I'm holding it for you till then. The Kivan the Havale didn't, since he had Dinim in his own house, Nasa Ka'imah, as if he said to her, Hilveni, lend me the money, Achi Yovet Bini, till my son comes home, or Achi Emtsum of Teh, till I find the key. I can't find that key. So therefore, lend it to me. That's why. Oh, so therefore, really, it's cheder, no raya. Amar was a rabbi, but I bring another tana, a braisa, high tana sava. Definitely, I found your braisa, the whole, the davati, where that gold is considered money. So we have three different opinions, three different rayas that the early version of Rebbe was better than the current one, even though the halacha is the current one. In the Rishalmi, the fascinating is that they have this pedik, exactly the Mishnah, the way Rebbe learned in the beginning, and the name of this pedik is not Hazar, but Hakesef. because they have the exact same parallel Mishnah, but the reverse. Yeah, so he's going to bring it down.
Which then begs the question: what is the Rebbe did with the Mishnayos? What did he really do? Did he only make because Rashi on the top of the page a few days ago? He only made a seder to call things as a topic, rather than actually having the text.
There's no seder. It's a while ago.
Yeah.
Omer of a high tanner, so the habativ of this following brayso hold that it's money. The tanner and pruta shamru. What's the value of a pruta echad mishmo? He had a gemara kedushin that whole gemara that he based over there with all the different. The coins is an eighth of an isra talki of an Italian isra. The mind afghan, who cares? The kedusha isha, we need to know that's what a pruta is. We need to know because the minimum kedusha by a woman is a pruta. Fine, isra, how much is an isra? Echad me esim ba'abba dinah. An isra is a 24th of a dinah, a kass of a silver. That if you sell them silver coins for more than 24, that's already overcharging. And then if it's a sixth, it's only not. Dinah shel kesef, and how much is silver? Echad me'esim v'chamishim b'dinah shel zahav. Silver is a 25th of gold. Why do we need to know that? L'mayin afkamina l'pidyon aben. Pidyon aben, you have to give 5 shkalim. Shekel is 4 silver pieces. So therefore, 5 shkalim is equivalent of 20 or 4/5 of a dinah of gold. You have to give 4/5 of a dinah of gold to pidyon aben. If you tell me, that what that gold is money, have mishai tonim the kite. Therefore, we're saying it's 4/5 of a gold, and we know that in the times of the midbar, that's exactly what it was, 4/5 of a golden dinner, and that's a fixed. So it's a fixed amount, 4/5 of a golden dinner, and I don't care if the silver goes up and down, you got to give it relative to 4/5 of a golden dinner. So something you got to give more, something you got to give less. Eliyamri paid out. If you tell me that what the dinner is cheder, so why are we using that as a reference point? We need to know the absolute figures, which is the silver coin. If you tell me that silver is the real money and that's absolute, and you have to give 20 silver pieces, which is the equivalent of 5 shloim, then that's all I have to know. Forget the gold. We're not using gold as a barometer because it's irrelevant. That's a commodity. It's not money. Having Mishai, Tana Midi, the Oike Vizil, we'd use a reference point, something which fluctuates in price. Zimnin the Mehad de Lekana, sometimes the coin has to return to him money, because if, let's say, the gold, he gave him 4/5 of gold, and it turned out to be that the gold went up in value, I ended up giving the coin a lot more than I should. I had to give him 20 silver pieces, now I gave him 40 silver pieces, because gold it went up to 50, let's say. Silver piece out of 25. But Zimni the Maisali, sometimes you can't reimburse me, sometimes I have to add more. Let's say the silver coins went down. This Bryce definitely holds up. Wow, that's money. Not as we learn, Bisham says, din of a person when it comes to Maisa Shani and he changed over, well, since he changed over his fruit, let's say, to silver, he should not swap the silver to gold. Don't swap silver to gold when it comes to Maisa Shani. And Basil says you're allowed to swap the silver coins to gold. Because if you have gold coins, obviously it's less to bring. Because it's a high value. And Bisham is allowed to? And he'll say, Bisham is not allowed to? He's not allowed to. What's Machlekes? Machlekes, I understand the Machlekes. The only Machlekes limited is Shloim Adinin. Can you swap silver to gold? Bisham holds, no, you can't. You know why you can't? Because the Torah said bring money. Gold is not money. Gold is considered a commodity, it's not money, and therefore you're not allowed to swap silver to gold, because it's a kesem.
You couldn't bring copper by the same token.
Well, soon see. The Beshame, so every Kasper Tiva, Beshame holds that Kasper is silver is the money. The Dahava Peder, and gold is merely a commodity. The Tiva Peder, Mechalanim. Once you turned it into money, you're not allowed to take money and swap it back to a commodity. And Basil, what does Basil hold? How can Basil you allowed to? Because he holds Kaspa Paytas, silver is only Paytas. The Dava Tiva, he will hold that the gold is money. And therefore, he allowed to swap for silver to gold. Again, a Raya Terebi is how he learned when he was young that gold is the money. We'll pay that Tiva, Mechalin, and fruits on Tiva, Yelara Mechal. What about Paytas al Dinin? What about from the very beginning if you have fruits? Okay, let's say, according to Shammai, dinner is not money. Dinner is a commodity. But are you allowed to take the fruits and swap it from fruits to gold? When we say that gold is a commodity, is that only relative to silver, or is that absolute a commodity? You can't even take the fruits that you have, too many fruits, and swap the chatchila to gold, because gold is a commodity. You can't swap from one commodity to another. Teres of the tartar kets of yach, only it take money. So what are we saying? Is it absolute or relative? That's the machlek Rabbi Yechon Shlakish. But one of them says, "I will pay this al dinerin." But to swap from fruits to dinerin to gold, divrei hakol, everyone holds Mechalin. You can go. Why? Because gold, compared to fruits, everyone holds his money. My time, immediately, I have a kesef. The base silver, just like silver. Kesef, base silver, comes silver, base silver. I forgot the kasper, the gabi davi, paid davi. Even though that's what? That silver, compared to gold, is a commodity, the gabi, right? Because he holds, remember, base silver holds that gold is money. Base silver holds you a lot of swap from silver to gold. So gold is money, and what's silver? Commodity. Yet, you're allowed to swap from fruits to silver. Otherwise, what's the situation? We're talking about you're allowed to swap from silver to gold. What's silver? We're talking about silver that you already swapped initially from the fruits to the silver. Mm-hmm. Is a raya that even Basil said that silver is considered a commodity. That's only compared to gold, but compared to the fruits,
it's currency.
So you're allowed to swap from fruits to silver. And now the question is, can you take from silver to gold? And Hillel says yes, because even though silver is money compared to fruits, it is commodity compared to gold, so you can swap. And Shammai says no, because gold is not money, is a commodity. So it's just like you're allowed to swap from there to silver. So according to Shammai, why can't you swap from fruits to gold? So therefore, Shammai, who holds by gold, that gold is only a commodity, is only relative to silver. But compared to fruits, it's money.
One way or the other, it's
kind of changed. It's so all relative, that's the thing here. Avagav, because this is used more. Avagav, the Kasim, it's the same by Bishamai. Avagav, even though the Dabba, the Gabba, Kasim, even though gold compared to silver is considered a commodity, but if you compare it to your fruits, Tibab, it's not a commodity, it's a currency. That's how one of them learns. The Chadamah says no. That Beit Shammai, he says that gold is a commodity. It's absolute, not relative, but absolute.
It's either commodity or money.
Well, he'll definitely hold that silver is relative, because he'll hold you're allowed to take the fruits and swap it to silver, and then you're allowed to take the silver and swap it to gold, which means he holds that what? That silver is relative to fruits is currency, relative to gold is a commodity. We want to know according to Beit Shammai, how does he view gold? So one opinion says that gold is, looks like Mithil, that gold is only relative to silver, but relative to fruits is the money. And another says, no, the Chadamah, Abba Paytas, Al Dinidin Machlaikis. Another says, no, the Bishamai holds that gold is never currency.
In other words,
gold is a commodity.
Yeah. If you didn't want to carry too much, so you converted all your food to gold.
Okay.
You get to Yerushalayim, you want to start buying food with it.
No problem.
But hang on, I'm not going to give my kid a gold coin to go and get change. I'm going to go to the Shulchan and convert this
gold to
silver to be able to then give to my family to buy the fruit. So in other words, you've transferred the Meisel Sheni from the gold to the silver, and then it goes onto the food in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, so if you're allowed to swap it back to the silver in your slime in order to buy things, well, you pay and you get change. So I can't see why should be a difference.
Let's say the God doesn't have change.
Maybe a lot. I guess maybe a lot. You're doing it in order to buy. Maybe a lot. I don't know. Well, the man d'amar av bepedes al dinin machlekes. So that's the question. The one who said that they're arguing not only silver to gold, but they're also arguing fruits to gold and the miflik beslein al dinin. So why are they arguing silver to gold? Miflik bepedes al dinin. So Chachilah argue whether you're allowed to take the fruits and swap it to gold. Shammai says you're not allowed to because gold is a commodity, and Basil says you're allowed to because gold is a currency. So he says no, because wouldn't that be a bigger chiddush? He says no. Miflik bepedes al dinin. If they would argue whether you can swap from fruits and make an exchange to money, whether money is a currency or a commodity. I would have thought, okay, maybe you cannot swap fruits to gold because gold is only a commodity according to Bishamai. What about silver coins to gold coins? Maybe Bishamai will be that compared to silver, compared to, they only argue about fruits compared to gold. So we'd say maybe Basil says you're allowed to because he holds gold compared to fruits is considered currency. But if you would take silver and you want to swap it out to gold, maybe he'll maida. One second, but gold compared to silver is not a currency, it's a commodity, and maybe he'll be maida. So we need to spell it out.
There would be a difference if gold is gold or made into coins.
We're talking about coins. No, talking about gold coins. Everything's coins here.
It was despite the fact that you got the melos.
You know, in America, they sell every year, at the beginning of the year, they sell these gold minted coins. Nobody spends them. It's a collector's item. Yeah. Over.
Yeah.
With the eagle.
Whatever the denomination of it is, you don't pay the... You know, when you buy it, you don't
pay more than its market value.
You pay X amount of what the denomination is.
Could be, yeah.
If the gold was coins, then why is the...
No, it's American Reserve. No, it's American Mint who does it, which is exactly a dollar for a dollar, $2 for $2. They do a certain amount every year.
And there's no fee that you pay
for. No, but then there's companies who sell it, they get a brokerage fee.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he has some kind of brokerage. But that's separate.
The olden days, coins, then why was there the bank of the commodity or coin? Well, money is.
Because people, because it's hard to spend. The definition of money versus shove kesev is it easy to spend?
If you got $100 note, and most
that doesn't matter. Definition of money, no. Money. Definition of money is that I can use it anywhere. When it comes to a commodity,
$100
no, you can't. But people don't have change.
No, but Yehuda,
still money.
That's that definition of money. What's the definition of money?
It was different in those days.
Right. It's value. The money is a real value.
It's like having an American Express card. Almost every shop you go into, so we don't accept American Express.
Diners are the worst.
It's very valuable.
Diners are the worst.
But this is not money.
Yeah, let's continue. But maybe when it comes to currency, maybe Basil Shammai, that compared to silver, gold is not a currency, it's a commodity, the double gabakas paid out of Michalin Kamashla. You have to spell it out. It's time. So who says what? Let's conclude that Rabbi Yechanan is the one who says Ein Michal. Rabbi Yechanan says that you're not allowed to be Michal, that even fruits cannot swap to gold. You're not allowed to borrow gold and pay back with gold. Now, if it's money, why can't you? Must be it's a commodity. What are we talking about? Kesev, it means silver. Kesev. You want to swap from one silver coin and then pay back with silver. Silver compared to silver. If you borrowed silver dinner and you want to pay back a silver dinner, everyone agrees that silver is money compared to itself. Relative to itself, it's money. So why can't you pay it back? Remember I told you before, if it even goes up in value, it's fixed. The whole problem comes in when you buy in different currencies. Then the question is who goes up and who goes down. That's why some people say the American dollar is the fix. All the currencies around the world are relative to American dollars. So we'll say American dollar is always the same. It's everybody else going up and down. Not the American dollar went up. It's everybody else who went down. You know, the currency, the dominant currency is a fixed one. Everything else is relative to that. Ella pshita, this obvious that dinner shozov, but dinner shozov. It's talking about gold compared to gold. And Rabbi Yechanan says he can't pay it back. Why? Because gold is a commodity. He's a very shy man. Who's he going according to? Ila base ilil basil. We just said that basil says, Amri tivave, basil holds its money. You let us swap from silver to gold. That means he holds it as a currency. It's not just a commodity, it's a currency. So why can't you pay it back? And we said you're allowed to do, there's no knuckle sober. So, Elalav le beishamai, Rabbi Yechanan is going according to beishamai, Yushmam. Rabbi Yechanan is number a mechalin. Which is very modern that Rabbi Yechanan should pass on like beishamai. That gold is not a money. And if you're like, no. And our mission is like beishamai. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan says, Mechalin, you ladder swap from fruit to gold. So what's Shadi says, you're not allowed to borrow gold and pay back with gold. The shiny halva, when it comes to a loan, it's different than when you come in to buy. Why? Kivan de l'inyin mekacho memcha. Since we say, when it comes to buying, if you want to buy gold, Shavir Rabbanah Kipeda. When we want to buy silver and gold, making a swap, silver and gold, we say that the gold is considered our Mishnah said, the gold is the Shechida and the silver is the money. Since when it comes to Mekh Memcha, Shavir Rabbanah Kipeda, Rabbanah said it's like Pedas. The Amrina we say, Iyu Nami the Oike Vazil, that what? We say that the gold is what goes up and down in value, and silver is the fixed one. Silver, compared to silver, gold is considered a commodity. Yeah, exactly, and silver is the fixed amount. Is hava nami pay to have it. So therefore, when it comes to borrowing money, even though it's borrowing gold and paying gold, we have more machmir when it comes to borrowing, and we say it looks like. Remember, the whole thing is rabban anyway. It looks like saw besaw, and therefore you shouldn't borrow in gold. But really, he holds that gold you're allowed to take compared to payrus. If you're going to take gold and you want to take payrus from Maisa and swap the payrus to gold, you're allowed to. Compared to payrus, gold is considered money. It's compared to silver that gold is commodity. And Hachin Amistad makes sense. He also said, in the name of Rabbi Yechon, even though we say, you're not allowed to borrow one dinner, pay back another dinner, why is this a commodity? You're allowed to take fruits and go there, because compared to fruits, gold is considered currency. Shmamna is a good idea.